the Yankees aren't going to mess with Stroman's schedule to get him to start on opening day.
Right.
Okay.
Nor should they, especially at this point in time.
Okay, fair.
Oh, you want them to do? You want them to mess with his schedule now?
No, no, no. I said fair. That's fair.
No, but when you say fair, it means you really disagree with it. You just don't feel like getting into it.
No. I'll be honest with you. I'll be mature here. I think I'm ignorant to what that does to a player to throw him off. To me, it just sounds so much more simple to like. We're how many weeks out from the season? Like, we can't get him
exactly,
or Rodon.
Exactly 2 weeks from tonight, the Yankees will be in Houston.
Hell yeah.
So, again, I'm ignorant. I'm ignorant to this of how much it affects a Major League Baseball
but
pitcher.
But what we are dealing with right now, why are we going to mess with anybody else?
Because, Christian, here's why, and this is my only argument. When we're dealing with what we're dealing with right now,
so
if
does
you're
it
telling me, if you're telling me that Clark Schmidt – or Nestor Cortez, or God forbid,
A bullpen day.
Game.
Right, okay.
Is what opening day is going to be for us?
Maybe it's not, Chris, because they still have 161 more games to go, and there's only one man that belongs on the mound. 161 after opening day.
Okay.
And there's only one man that belongs on the mound opening day, and he's not going to be there, so it doesn't matter, and let's not fuck with anybody else at that point. So
and
if
you're not in belief that like we're gonna start on the wrong foot, like you don't.
We're starting on the wrong foot, bro. Gerrit Cole's gonna be out at least 2 months. There's nothing you're gonna do to put somebody on the mound that's gonna put you on the right foot. The guy, your best player is hurt. The one guy we said nothing could happen to, as something has happened to him. So it doesn't matter who goes on the mound opening day. It's not Gerrit Cole. I don't give a fuck if it's Luke Weaver and nine relievers. It's not Gerrit Cole, and I'm not changing that to screw with anybody else. Opening day is fucked. The season could be fucked. We're sitting here waiting by bated breath, scrolling, refresh. Man, Neil Allatrosh is now the most important person in the Yankee universe. A goddamn surgeon. Because if he says Tommy John, we are done. Finished. Now we have to sit here and hope and bargain 2 months. We could fucking 2 months survive talking to Pete before we signed on. If we could just get him, even if we got him back in August, we could still do this. The season is cooked if those two words come out of his mouth.
Tommy.
So it doesn't matter who's on the mound opening day. It's not Gerrit Cole.
Well, we do have some words coming out of the mouth of Gold Diggers on Poor. He's got a super chat for us here. He says, it's crazy how hyped we the fans were before spring training. Now I'm hoping we stay afloat, trying to avoid injuries. Yeah, it crashed and burned pretty quickly there. Our expectations, our optimism, we were quickly reminded that that's not going to be realistic.
I love my wife so much, right? But right now she has to understand that we are venting about the fact that Gerrit Cole.
Are you getting yelled at for being loud?
Yes, I'm getting yelled at for being loud. But right now we are letting it out that Gerrit Cole could potentially miss the entire season. The next 6 months of my life could be misery based on what a surgeon has to say.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you for the super chat, Gold Digger. You're a boy here. We got another super chat from Ra.
Ra. Okay.
We have to be cursed. The year we signed Cole, Seve ends up getting Tommy John. The year we trade for Soto, Cole is out indefinitely, and Judge is having mid-spring training ab problems. You can't make this up.
I mean, you could. We've been Yankee fans long enough that we know. We could just pencil this type of shit in, but.
Look. I didn't have it. I didn't have it on my bingo card this year, man.
Not Gerrit Cole. No, for sure not this with Gerrit Cole.
I guess shame on me, right? Fool me twice. Shame on you.
Fool me three times.
Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again.
Won't be fooled again.
Before we work our way through what's going on with Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole is, I mean, I don't even... I'm so frustrated with this right now, and there's nobody to be mad at because this is just life. Sometimes this stuff happens, but why did it have to happen this year? And this is what everybody, look, I want, excuse me, I want to be sad about this. I do. I want to be sad. Okay. Never have I felt like this type of sadness towards an injury to a player that has played for one of the teams that I root for. I don't think in my lifetime the Giants have ever dealt with an injury like this that can completely ruin the season, because really Eli Manning was an Iron Man, and that's the only guy that you could look at in pretty much my lifetime to say, well, if this guy got hurt, there's no season, right? But he played every game.
Yep.
As a Yankee fan, I mean, I guess Derek Jeter in 2003, but like, we're coming off of winning 4 world titles, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
So like, if, and he came back mid, you know, in the summer times, I don't remember exactly, missed like 50, 60 games, whatever it was. But like, okay, last year, you want to say Aaron Judge running into the wall really did sabotage the entire season, but because of the Yankees, I don't know, you want to say mishandling, mistruths about the injury, we never had the chance to kind of mourn that, because we were always like, yeah, maybe, you know, they're like, maybe 10 days, you know, and then 10 days going, like, maybe next week. So you didn't realize it was going to be months and months until it was months and months. We know that at the minimum here, we're looking at 2 months that Gerrit Cole's not going to be on the mound for this team. Can the Yankees survive 2 months? Yeah, they can survive 2 months. Can the Yankees survive 3 months? Yeah, the Yankees can survive 3 months. Can the Yankees get to where they need to go? Can they win a division? Can they be a world championship team if this guy never picks up a ball this year? No, they can't. I don't care. You know, Dylan Cease got traded to the Padres yesterday, and the irony of it is that this is a guy the Yankees have been chasing, and Drew Thorpe was the headliner of the package, who was the headliner of the package along, I guess, co-headliner with Michael King for Juan Soto. That's the irony of it all, right? You know, it doesn't, you know, you go get Blake Snell, go get a guy that I've said I'm not going to speak about it anymore. Go get any, but go, you know, they didn't trade for Cease. Could they bring in this guy? It doesn't matter. Bring in 10 of them. It doesn't matter. If Gerrit Cole is not pitching for this team in 2024, they're not winning anything.
No.
I need to wet the whistle. Hold on.
Yeah,
and
do
pee
it
in the corner.
David, not, we got David Douglas super chat.
Oh, shit. We do? You going to read it?
Thanks, David. Okay. He said, why can't Yankees just make the logical move? Bullshit. Yeah, I mean,
well, I don't know, because then, you know, you're getting into then, and I hate having like a reactionary response, but like Christian's alluding to here, Gerrit Cole's irreplaceable. So you're not going to be able to then bring in a guy. If you wanted to bring in a guy like Snell or Montgomery, that should have been done already. You're not going to do that now that you might miss Cole for an extended period of time.
Agreed. But here's the counterpoint to all of this. Before we ever had any inkling that Cole was hurt, wasn't feeling right, anything, there was major debate, and rightfully so, that Cashman should make a move to reassure this rotation. And it's like, why is it okay to feel that then? But then, yeah, I'm not saying Cole's ever going to be replaced or be replaceable. But like, why can't I sit here now and be like, okay, you are desperate now. Like, you don't know. This is what the Yankees do. They say 2 months, and then 2 months comes around and it's like, oh, maybe another 6 weeks or another 3 weeks. And that ends up being six and so on and so forth until they finally just tell you the inevitable that he's not going to be here. Like, why can't we just be proactive?
And that's what it comes down to, is if Gerrit Cole is going to come back here. And right now, if the timeline is 1 to 2 months, then I really don't see this as a desperation type of move that they have to make, because 1 to 2 months isn't even half of the season.
No, for me, it's not even out of desperation as much as it is, I felt like you could have used another piece. And I was
even
willing
with
to
Cole,
wait to
even
the trade
with Cole,
that, even with Cole. Right? So now that he's not here for however long, now it's like, okay, now you probably definitely need another piece regardless. Because anyone can tell you 2 months. We're talking about our ace here, who is our innings eater, who, even if he does come back, we can use another guy who we aren't going to the bullpen every game in the fourth or fifth inning.
Which you would. I mean, Blake Snell doesn't alleviate that problem, though, because he doesn't give you a lot of innings. So,
true.
But let me ask you this question. Tweet, Yankees signed Blake Snell. Follow-up tweet, Gerrit Cole's done for the season. Yankees winning the World Series?
No. Here's what I'll say.
Answer the question.
I think they would still be considered the favorites out of the American League with Blake Snell.
If Blake Snell still has a good year.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Maybe not the favorites, but they would still be. I think they would.
They would still have a chance.
Leap up to
I have no contender. I'm telling you. You could say whatever. I don't care. Everybody knows how I feel about Gerrit Cole. I don't care who you bring in here. If he's not pitching, they're not winning.
I don't want to say I think you're wrong, but I think there's another way to word it. I think it's more that Gerrit Cole's your horse, and with him, you're confident in winning it all. Without him, and without the reigning NL Cy Young winner, or a guy who's competent enough to still put together a great season, no, you have no shot. But don't sit here and tell me that Blake Snell, Carlos Rodon, Marcus Stroman, and the rest of the gang can't also win a World Series. I mean, the guy won NL Cy Young. I'm not saying he's going to come back and do that. But
you're
removing
the best pitcher in baseball from this team.
And right, but we haven't seen this team. Sorry to cut you off, Christian, but we haven't seen this team with the now best offensive player in baseball.
All I'm saying, bro, is that, yeah, I would love to get somebody in here to help this team out, even if it is in the short term, and we are lucky enough to get him back in June or July.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What other teams, this is for Christian, what teams can win the World Series this year?
The Dodgers.
Okay, they don't have Gerrit Cole. Keep going.
They have everybody else, though.
I guess you could say the Rangers, because they won it last year. Okay. Phillies. Phillies.
They also don't have Gerrit Cole.
And they also, and someone made this point, I think it was Guy LaSorsa in the chat said, well, the Rangers won the World Series last year, and who went down for them during the year?
Okay, that's great.
Jacob DeGrom.
It doesn't matter. I'm not.
Gerrit Cole and Jacob DeGrom are in the same echelon.
I understand
the same
that,
category.
But I'm also not going to look at what happened with another team and say, oh, well, we can afford to lose Gerrit Cole because the Rangers won.
No one can afford to lose Gerrit Cole.
But come on, dude. That. When Jacob DeGrom went down for the Rangers.
And they went out and got Max Scherzer and Jordan Montgomery.
Sure.
Exactly. Sure.
They made
exactly
the moves.
Well, so
when did they make those moves?
The Yankees are going to go out and get two top of the line.
When did
pitchers?
They make those moves?
When Jacob DeGrom was his injury was definitive right away. It was out for the year right away.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, bro. I understand your points, but it doesn't matter who they bring in here.
Okay,
if he is done for the year, you're not going to feel any better about it.
No, of course not. But
you're
what I'm saying is, just because Gerrit Cole is irreplaceable doesn't mean that they can't solidify this rotation enough to still give them a chance. You still have Juan Soto and I hope Aaron Judge in this lineup. I mean, we're still just as confident in Marcus Stroman. We're still hopeful that Rodon can come back, especially after his last start. I mean, to not do anything is just would be mind-boggling. But again, it's just to go down this path, this road again of what they should do, what pants they should drop, you know. I get it. It's tiresome. But it's like, why are we not doing anything?